by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 28th of April, 2007. It was on this day in 1925, the poet T.S. Eliot accepted a job offer at a little publishing house in London, which became Faber and Faber. At the time, the company was putting up medical and scientific books, but the new chairman, Jeffrey Faber, wanted to branch out into literature. He's looking for a literary advisor, and a friend of his suggested Eliot, who had just published The Wasteland 3 years before, but still had not enough money to live on. He was still working at a bank where he'd been for 8 years, which he found exhausting, and he was in the middle of a terrible marriage, and he was starting to consider divorce. He was glad to leave the bank. He joined Faber & Faber, which was in an old mansion at 24 Russell Square, and Eliot took an office on the second floor, which had been a maid's bedroom. And working out of that office, he discovered the young poet W. H. Auden. He presided over the publication of the Faber Book of Modern Verse. It came out in 1936, which became one of the most popular anthologies of modern poetry at the time. He made his mistakes. He turned down Animal Farm by George Orwell, but he did choose to publish The Lord of the Flies, which became the best-selling novel in Faber and Faber history. And he hired a young secretary named Valerie Fletcher, whom he married, and their marriage was the happiest part of T.S. Eliot's life. It's the birthday of Harper Lee, born Nell Harper in Monroeville, Alabama, 1926, the author of To Kill a Mockingbird, came out in 1960, about a girl named Scout growing up in Alabama during the Great Depression and her brother Jem and their best friend Dill trying to uncover the mystery of Boo Radley, the recluse down the street. Harper Lee grew up in Monroeville, which was the model for the town in To Kill a Mockingbird. Lee wrote, "It was a tired old town when I first knew it. In rainy weather, the streets turned to red slop, grass grew on the sidewalks, the courthouse sagged in the square. Somehow it was hotter then. A black dog suffered on a summer's day. Men's stiff collars wilted by 9 in the morning. Ladies bathed before noon, after their 3 o'clock naps, and by nightfall were like soft tea cakes with frostings of sweat and sweet talcum." To Kill a Mockingbird, which sells still about 1 million copies every year, about 80% of all public school students will read To Kill a Mockingbird at some point in their careers. Here's a poem for today by Michael Blumenthal entitled I Have Lived This Way for Years and Do Not Wish to Change. I hope you'll forgive the black paint on my windows, the smell of cat litter in the kitchen. Guests complain sometimes that my collection of Minoan cadavers spoils their appetite, or that having the shower in the living room creates too much moisture. But I think you'll grow used to it if we get to be friends. Yes, it is kind of inconvenient having the bed strapped to the ceiling, but I've grown so accustomed to the view of my Max Ernst carpet that I hardly think I could sleep with gravity anymore. Why, thank you. It was a gift from my lover's husband after our honeymoon in Cincinnati. I do think it goes well with the orange bedroom set, the burgundy curtain. See, you're feeling quite at home already. Don't be shy. Help yourself to the jellyfish, the goose down, the chocolate-covered cotton balls. A poem by Michael Blumenthal, I Have Lived This Way for Years and Do Not Wish to Change, from his collection Sympathetic Magic, published by Watermark Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.